Sweetie, oh, thank goodness you're here. I've been trying to get the host's attention for 10 minutes now, but this bachelorette party keeps getting in my way. Could you pick me up so I'm at their eye level? Thank you. Hello? Hi. Hello, yes, me. Hi. I've reserved a table for two. It should be under Dr. Princess LaBe. Okay, we'll look under Princess Dr. LaBe. How about for Sarah? Do you have a table for two for Sarah? Is it the one in the corner by the window? Thank you so much. Oh, typical. I'm a queen to be. Apparently, that makes me Sarah. I went to college for 7 years. I've published a textbook. Still, Sarah. Sorry, I'm bugging out. Honestly, when you introduced me to your barback as Dr. Princess, that's what got you the first date. No, I'm not a sucker for your cheesy smile or your lame jokes or the fact that you can throw me around like a sack of potatoes. Those mainly figured into like the third date. What? I'm a classy girl. Speaking of, you can either carry me to the table or put me down, hun. Either way works for me. These hills were killing me, but if you make me flash someone in this short skirt, I will sting you. Aw, thank you. I know the little black dress look has been done by B Queen since like forever, but I want to look my best, and there's not a lot of colors I can pull off. You're too kind. If you really think that, maybe you can go with me to pick out some new stuff. I'd get to dress you up too, if that sounds fun. My treat. I know it's not exactly cool to ask someone out on the next date before the main course, but I'm a planner. I'm not busy tomorrow, if you're not either. We might as well. You're not embarrassed to help me into my booster chair, are you? Appreciate it. I mean, I know not everybody's into little short stacks like me, but I'm working with a lot of honey. I don't think anybody can mistake me. I'm all woman. Anyways, I hope you like this place. It's got a pretty good selection of nectar, so I'm set, but I just love looking out over the city at night. The lights, the street, all the cars rushing along, the big cargo ships in the harbor, little park benches and garden paths. It's like a hive, or I guess you'd say a ballet. Do you see that triangle-shaped tower over there? Third row from the top, dead center. That pink light? Yep, that's my apartment. I kind of dodged the question last time you were there. Yeah, I like to leave just that light on when I'm out so I can point it out to people. Or, just to see it myself. I look up and there it is. And I know I'm in my front yard. It's not exactly a full moon, but I think it's pretty romantic. Yeah, I'll have some nectar. Do you still have the Vermont Daisy? Perfect. That's all for me, but we might need another minute to decide on a main course. What about you? Why don't you move into the city? The college is here, your bar gig is here. I'm sure you'd prefer not to commute in almost every day. I know a great realtor. I mean, she's a Dryder, but she's really good. She flips old brownstones and puts in shops with residential lofts. Well, yeah, it's city prices. But it's worth every penny because it saves you time. When I was in college, my first spot in the city was such a revelation. All those people being in the middle of everything, the freedom. Let me text my gal. We'll get lunch with her tomorrow while we're out. She's got a spot that would just be perfect for you. Oh. Okay. Oh gosh, I stepped in it. No, that was really presumptive of me. I'm sorry. I'm just been getting greedy lately. These past 4 months, I've really enjoyed spending time with you. And now that you're on spring break and you actually have time to go on real dates, I guess. I just fantasized about you living a little closer. if it was a little easier to just get breakfast with you. I guess one of those pesky things about being a princess is that you forget how much stuff everyone else has going on, and you're just such a smart person. You're going to have it all as soon as you graduate, and I guess I wasn't thinking about how hard you're hustling to get there. Look, I'm just gonna say it. Can I buy you a loft? Just a little one. And I think you really deserve it. It would be yours. I wouldn't even have a key. Look, I'm just really, really spoiled, and I'm too used to getting my way. I've got too much money. You're broke as a joke, no offense. So let me spend money on you. I just want to. Will you let me be your sugar mommy? It's not funny. I just want to be your sugar mommy. Who else am I going to shower with elaborate vacations and exotic underwear? I mean, you are sort of dating a rich, slightly older woman. I'm an heiress. See the tiara? Let me take care of you, sweetie. Just because I'm a short stack doesn't mean I can't pamper you. I want to not feel so bad about taking up your spare time. And it's not that you can't take care of yourself. I know you can. But wouldn't it be nice for things to be a little easier? To not be stretched so thin? Maybe get 8 hours of sleep for a change? Listen, I have a spot in mind. I asked for this table because you can actually see it from right here. See, just above that old bank with the corner store across from it. And the way I figure, you can probably see my apartment from the cross street window. And if you start putting a light on, I'll be able to see you. And when I get up in the middle of the night, I'll be able to see that you're home, not driving out in the city in the dark. And as messed up as that is, that's worth every penny to me right now. So pick something expensive to eat. Don't you dare reach for the check. I know I'm being stupid. What? You don't have to say that. I know you don't want to be some spoiled little princess's plaything. You do? Really? I'm sorry for getting so emotional. I just thought I'd ruin everything, and I just kept going and going and... Are you really gonna let me be your sugar mama? I was, you know, planning on being a lot more subtle about it. Oh my gosh. We'll get to decorate and cook together. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I'm celebrating. They've got these great sopapillas that are just drenched in honey. It's to die for. So good. Let's go to my place after dinner. I've got some paint cards and an idea book. We'll need something that matches the hardwood. It's kind of a rustic pine. I'm thinking lots of cast iron and maybe faux leather furniture. We can put up some walls around the bed, but I kind of like that open floor plan. Very exciting. What do you think? She's a killer queen! I don't care. I love that song. I'm not drunk. You're drunk. I may be tiny, but I punch above my weight. It takes more than two glasses of nectar for me to get drunk. Even if I only had sopapillas with honey for dinner. I am feeling fantastic. So why don't you just come down here and give it to me, you monster? Oh, I swear every time I feel your big fucking biceps and cream myself. Do that thing where you wrap your hands around my entire waist. Oh, God, yes, kiss my neck. You like my tiny little fuck me dress? I thought everyone was going to see how hard my nipples were when you manhandled me in the restaurant. Wait until you see what's underneath. You like these itty bitty see-through panties? If you lift it up just a little higher. Yes. Like that. Press me up against the wall, you animal. No, I'm into it. God, I'm into it. Call me mommy. I'm your rich bitch sugar mommy. And you're my boy toy. Get some of mommy's nectar. Oh, just maul me. Oh, yeah, make your way down. When you lick me like that, I can feel your tongue against both my thighs at the same time. Oh, stretch me out. Oh, get me good and ready for your giant cock. Oh, even your tongue is so big. Rub your face against my clit. Oh, God, clit me out. Oh, get the fucking flavor out of my corners. Oh, can I pull your hair a little bit? Yes. Good boy. I don't want to come like this. I want to come on your dick. Lick your way all the way up. Oh, lick my tits. Oh, good boy. Lick mommy's tits while you line up. Oh, I'm so tight. Didn't say stop. I want more. I want it all. Oh, like that. Oh, smash me like that. And, oh, mommy likes. Oh, yeah. A little deeper every time. I can feel it bulging inside me. Every time your heart beats. Every time your cock throbs. Oh, I quake. Oh, more. Oh, I want more. My clit. Oh, is that you? Are you all the way in? Oh, that's it. Oh, mash mommy's clit with your pelvis. Squeezed you out. Oh, God, you're so hard. Oh, I can't believe that monster fit inside me. Lay it back now. Let mommy finish you off. It's so hot when it's twitching like that. Feeling a little sensitive, honey. You want to come on mommy's face? You want to drench me? Glaze your little sugar mama. Oh, do you like it when I lick you from balls to tip? The tiniest rubbing on your head. As I swirl the tip on my tongue. Do you want to fuck mommy's mouth or what? Watch it, good boy. That's say to fuck mommy's mouth. Give me every inch. Oh, that monster cock. So good. That's in. I can feel you getting closer. You wanna come inside my mouth? Oh yeah, that's it. That's it, good boy, let go. Use my mouth and fill it with your hot cum. God, you made so much. You stuffed me in more ways than one. Glad I didn't overeat. You must like having a sugar mommy, huh? Is that what made your dick so hard, calling me mommy? I'll take that little twitch as a yes, honey. Now come on, get your ass in bed. I want to cuddle up to that big, strong chest of yours. Mommy's got a big day of shopping planned for you. I don't want you getting sleepy. Night night.